Today's episode is brought to you in part by Indeed. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/creative. Again, that's Indeed.com/creative. Offer valid for a limited time. Today's episode is also brought to you by Shopify. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/accidentalcreative, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/accidentalcreative to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. So we live in a world where there are more means of creative expression than at any point in history, more platforms and tools at our disposal than ever before. But in a world of increasing noise, it's sometimes difficult to get the attention that you want for your work and to gain traction on your objectives. Today's guest, Gary Vaynerchuk, is going to talk with us about how to create value and how to ask for what you want by building relationship in the new world of social media.
The Accidental Creative starts now.
Well, hi, friends. Welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm the founder of Accidental Creative and author of the books The Accidental Creative and the brand new book Die Empty, Unleash Your Best Work Every Day. Both books available wherever books are sold. And I'm excited to have on the podcast today Gary Vaynerchuk. Many of you probably know Gary through his books. He wrote Crush It. He wrote The Thank You Economy. His new book is called Jab, 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 Right Hook, which is all about some of the stuff he's learned through his company, VaynerMedia, about why certain things spread online, why certain things are effective in building relationship and communicating and reaching objectives, and other things tend to fizzle out. And so Gary's going to share with us some of his insights, some of his research from the book Jab, 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 Right Hook. And we went some places in this interview I wasn't expecting us to go. Gary talked about some of his motivation for why he does what he does, why he thinks that social media is so important to him personally as a way of hedging his bets. Now, I began the conversation by asking him, why is it some people are very comfortable giving, giving, giving online, but they're not so comfortable with making an ask when the time is right? Here's Gary Vaynerchuk.
From what I look at, and this is now back to collecting data, that people are more interested in asking, asking, asking on social than give, give, giving. That you, by asking that question, shed a light into maybe how you think of it, but you fall in a very small minority. And actually, in a very weird way, I wrote this book for the people that I thought did social the best, but are crippled by the ask. I think, Todd, it comes down to a very interesting dynamic, one that I've spent most of my life trying to figure out why I'm such a contradiction. I have both in me, and equally, meaning I'm both artistic and business, and I'm very deep in both, and they really make up me in a way that I would say is very 50-50. What I've encountered and what I've seen in my life at this point is that most people sway one way or the other, and so a lot of people that are artistic in nature call it hippie culture, call it idealistic, call it whatever you'd like, call it attractive, because that's what I think it is. They actually struggle to ask for a sale. They're just not, it's not in them. They are unable to actually ask for somebody to buy something or pay for something at an appropriate price point. On the flip side, I see a lot more people who actually don't have that artistic ability, don't have that romantic notion of providing value, and actually have a very unattractive quality to me, which is entitlement. They think just because they ask, they should get. I think the reason Jab, 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 Right Hook works for me is I give, give, give. I'm also equally businessman, so I'm very comfortable to go in for the aggressive ask. However, there's one little subtle thing that I've been trying to unwind recently, which is the lack of entitlement to convert on my right hook.
Rather than feeling like that the ask alone should be sufficient for people to fall in line behind you, you know, if you're not consistently adding value, then there's no reason you should believe people would respond to that ask.
It's insane to me why somebody, why, right? Yeah. So what I think you're entitled to when you provide a lot of value, what I think I'm entitled to by giving a great interview right now and not worrying about selling my book, but giving a great interview so that everybody in your audience is intrigued by what's coming out of my mouth, all that, I don't think that entitles me to them buying the book. I think it entitles me to the opportunity for them to dig a little bit deeper into who am I, which then ultimately may lead them to buy my book, go to a conference I speak at. Who knows, maybe I'll come up with running shoes one day and they buy that pair. I don't know what, but what I know is that it entitles me to the opportunity. It doesn't entitle me to the conversion.
So I'd love to talk about the jabs, and I'd love to talk about the ask, right?
Sure.
So I think one of the challenges that people have when they think of this is, it sounds overwhelming. The idea of creating value, finding things to say, you know, I have to be present everywhere in social media. And maybe I'm giving you more insight into my psychology than the average person. But, you know, the idea that I have to be present everywhere and I have to come up with unique things to say and add tremendous value all the time. And what advice do you give to people, especially creative pros, maybe designers, writers, entrepreneurs, people who feel that pressure to create that value? What advice do you give to them?
The answer is listening. The reason I'm able to produce a lot of content is because I spend an enormous amount of time listening and reacting. I probably want to do this interview more than reaching a new audience, more than delivering on growing our relationship. I actually want to do this interview because you're going to ask me new questions, probably a lot of the same ones I hear often because there's only so many things you can ask.
Yeah.
But just because maybe you might ask something from a different direction, it might be the same question I've heard 40 times, but I actually answered it differently because I'm pretty spontaneous. Whatever it may be, setting myself up to create more original content, nothing is better than giving. And so what I would tell people is tweet out, what can I answer for you? Or offer to do a guest blog post, or more importantly, create Q&A as often as possible. If you're a very good designer, if you're an infographic designer, if you're a great copywriter, if you're a tremendous poet, there are aspiring versions of all of us on this call happening right now, and giving back to those people does two things. One, it's tremendous leverage of being a good person. You've created fans, enthusiasts. It's just the right thing to do to give back by answering one's question. And number two, selfishly, it repositions you to think about things differently because you don't know where that question's coming from, and it might entail you answering a question in a different way that opens up your own creative mind.
Well, you've done a great job of obviously building your brand, of getting your name out there, of giving your community and growing it in such a way that, you know, I mean, your fans, Gary, are not just fans. I mean, they're rabid fans, you know? I mean, they really feel a kinship with you, I think, and an attachment to you that, you know, a lot of people would, I think, envy. And I'm curious, you know, what advice, I mean, you mentioned listening as a key element of that. I mean, what advice do you give to people who really want to try to find a way of being authentic, getting themselves out there and connecting and building a community like you've built?
It's just classic, you know, old school, probably the foundation of every religion. It's a very simple statement, my friend Todd. It's simple. It's give without expectation of getting. It's leverage. The reason my fans care so much is I haven't let them down the same way that they've been let down by others, because I actually adore the notion of giving without ever. Do you know why I like to give, Todd? It's not so much because I have this notion that I'm going to convert a sale down the line, though very honestly, that is a real part of it.
Sure.
What's even way more attractive to me is, what if something crazy happens? So I'm living a very interesting life. I'm going to get mine regardless. I'm so talented at making money. It's been the only gift I was given at the level that I was have any gifts, and it ends up being a great gift, right? I've been an entrepreneur forever. I was making thousands of dollars when I was a kid. This is something I'm good at. So I actually do it because I'm scared of World War III or the Black Plague or being paralyzed. I'm not kidding. I do what I do for a living because deep down, I'm trying to leverage against something I can't control. And by the way, I'm really pumped right now because remember just a few minutes ago when I said I might get into something I haven't talked about?
Yes.
This is something I've done a lot of interviews. This is something I don't talk about often, maybe once or twice out publicly. So that's what I'm worried about. Or why I do it, or why it feels right to me. Because what if I get hit by a truck and I'm paralyzed and I can't produce the income or the lifestyle or giving emotionally to my children the way I would have otherwise. Well, maybe if I've given to so many people, all of a sudden there's a rallying around me that empowers and enriches my children's lives in a way that wouldn't have been there if I didn't do the right things.
I never would have expected that answer.
Yeah, and listen, and that's one version of it. It gets even more extreme, Todd. What if America loses its, what if I'm on vacation with my family in California and half of America gets blown up? I mean, what if? I don't know. What would happen? A lot of things would happen. I am very in control of the status quo, right? If the world is being played the way it's being played today, I have clear sailing. I am very entrepreneurial. I'm conservative enough for practicality for a rainy day. I've got businesses that are healthy and aren't going anywhere per se. You know, so I'm hedging and giving for the unknown, the extreme, not the lightweight changes that are upon us.
So it's almost like in some ways, you know, you diversify your financial portfolio, right? And in some ways, it sounds like that's a little bit that's your strategy with social as well. You're building relationships.
Absolutely. It's human equity, right? Mm. It's the equity that really matters. I mean, people, it's a deeper version of be careful how you treat people on the way up because they're the same people you see on the way down.
Yeah.
It's a more extreme version of that, which is I, and then it gets into a couple other parallel paths, which I talk about a lot, which is I'm obsessed with my legacy and I want to be known as a great businessman who did it the right way, right? Who built the biggest building in town by actually building the biggest building in town, not by tearing everybody else's buildings down, right? Yes. And I have this strange fascination of having as many people as possible come to my funeral. Hmm. I'm obsessed with this notion of my grandkids and hopefully my great-grandkids being utterly blown away by how many people come to my funeral.
So if you're obsessed with your legacy, if you were to sum up what you hope your legacy would be in maybe a sentence, and that's a tough challenge to do, but what would that be for you?
That I was a contradiction of what a lot of people in society think are good and bad, call it commerce and giving, mm-hmm. and that the fact that I was 50-50 right down the line on both was actually that balance and strength that enabled me to create maybe a new way to think about business overall.
Well, Gary, I want to honor your time. I know it's the holidays. I thank you for joining us over the holidays. If you were going to give one bit of advice, maybe it's an unfair question as well. If you're going to give one bit of advice to creative pros out there, what would that advice be?
To recognize the staggering opportunities creatives have in today's world. Creatives were at a disadvantage during the Industrial Revolution because the power was in the organizations. The internet has created a platform which then sites like, you know, Aviary and Tumblr and Medium and WordPress and Facebook and Pinterest and just the internet itself has created a level playing field to let a creative go direct to the consumer without needing a business person or a business organization to be their gateway to them creating content. And please recognize that you're more fortunate than your parents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents, and that you have this opportunity to speak to the world in whatever creative form you are best at, and that the cost is zero other than your time. And if you're passionate about it, time should be the last thing you're worried about. Intent really fucking matters.
Hmm.
And if I could leave everybody who's listening to this with a really good piece of advice, be very self-aware for 30 seconds and ask yourself what your intent is. Hmm. You know, I'm a pretty interesting character. I come with plenty bravado on stage. I love competition. I call people out. I curse. I'm very Jersey. I can come across very, you know, non-consumable and not likable to a small subset. I would say I bat about 85% of being liked, but there's that 15%. But the reason I've been able to win that 15% over the course of time is because of my intent. I don't have any ill will or want anything bad. I want collective good. And if you have pure intent, you should feel very confident in expressing yourself.
Well, many, many thanks to Gary Vaynerchuk for sharing insights with us from his new book, Jab, 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 Right Hook. You can find it wherever books are sold. Also, remember my new book, Die Empty, Unleash Your Best Work Every Day, now available wherever books are sold. Hey, if you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe so you get every episode as it's released. We have some great episodes coming up. Also, if you go to toddhenry.com, you can sign up for my email list and you'll get all of the latest content, writings, podcasts, as well as additional content and my weekly reading list by signing up. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.